was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever. Somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold, blue, blue. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my heart will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold, blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
That's East Proctor. It's all about here at Moore's. I go this way.
Thanks for the ride, sir. You have lovely sheep.
Boys, keep off the moors. Stick to the roads. And the best of luck.
Thanks again. I'm gonna miss you.
Bye, girls. You home?
Yeah.
Good.
Jack.
David.
You're not having a good time, are you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, look around. Isn't this a fun place?
Well, I like it here.
Right. Northern England first, Italy later.
Right.
I mean, we've got 3 months.
Right.
Those sheep shit in my pack.
Oh, it's...
You think she'll meet me in Rome?
I think Debbie Klein's a mediocre person with a good body.
There's nothing mediocre about Debbie Klein's body.
She's a jerk.
You're talking about the woman I love.
I'm talking about a girl you want to fuck, so give me a break.
All right. Well, I have to make love to her. It's really very simple. She has no choice.
You know, it just fascinates me how much energy you spend on somebody so dull.
There's nothing dull about that body.
We've known Debbie, what, since the 8th grade? How many years of foreplay is that?
She says she likes me too much.
You know, what are you worried about Debbie Klein for, anyway? You know, there are going to be plenty of girls on this trip.
Yeah, we're off to a great start.
Say knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Don't you get it?
What?
You don't get that joke? All right, I'll try it out. All right, say knock-knock.
What?
Say knock-knock.
Who's there?
No. You say knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who?
No. Yeah. You don't like it. Okay, well, what do you say? We go in for a little food, huh? Drink, rest.
The slaughtered lamb.
Now, that's kind of strange.
Where's the lamb?
It's probably inside getting cold. Come on.
No, really. What kind of ad is that for a pub?
I don't know. Would you rather the Hilton?
All right. But whatever happens, it's your fault.
Right. All right, come on. Hello.
Hi. Nice to see you.
It's very cold outside. May we come in?
Yes, do you have any hot soup?
No.
Well, do you have any coffee then?
No.
Do you have any hot chocolate?
We've spirits and beers. If it's something hot you want, you can have tea.
Then you have tea?
No.
No. Oh.
But I can make some for you, if you like.
Oh, oh yes, please.
Nice looking group.
Hey, listen, at least it's warm in here.
Look at that.
Yeah, what about it?
It's a five-pointed star.
Well, maybe the owners are from Texas.
Remember the Alamo.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, he was just joking.
Joking? I remember the Alamo. I saw it once in London, in Leicester Square.
She means in the cinema. That film with John Wayne.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Checkmate.
Right, with Lawrence Harvey, and everybody dies in it. Very bloody.
Bloody awful, if you ask me.
Here, Gladys, Tom, did you hear the one about the thrashing? Oh.
Oh. Put your woman and let me speak.
Ask them what the candles are for.
Oh, ask them.
All right, let's finish up, shall we? No, no, imagine.
It's a pentangle, a five-pointed star. It's used for witchcraft. Lon Chaney Jr. and Universal Studios maintain that's the mark of the Wolfman.
Oh, I see. And you want me to ask them if they're burning candles to ward off monsters.
Right.
Wrong.
All right, then. There was this airplane over the Atlantic on its way to New York. And it was four men from the United Nations.
Go on, ask him.
You ask him.
So halfway over the ocean, the engines run low on petrol. So they have to lighten the plane. So they heave out all the baggage, but it's still too heavy. So they chuck out all the seats, but it's still too heavy. Finally, this froggy steps up, shouts, "Vive la France!" and leaps out. Then an Englishman,
yeah.
He steps up, shouts, "God save the Queen," and he leaps out. But the plane is still too heavy. So the Yank delegate from Texas, he steps up, shouts, "Remember the Alamo," and chucks out the Mexican.
You made me miss.
Sorry.
I've never missed that board before.
Jack, we better go.
Are you kidding? I'm starved.
There's no food here.
Shall we go, Jack?
Apparently so.
You can't let them go.
How much do we owe you?
Nothing, lads.
Go. God be with you.
Oh, thank you.
Wait! You just can't let them go?
Go. Stay on the road. Keep clear of the moors. Thank you.
Beware the moon, lads.
Yeah. What the hell was that all about?
I don't know. Let's go up the road and see if there's an inn or something.
Beware the moon?
Yeah, I know, Jack, but come on, we don't freeze.
Where the hell are we going?
Anywhere. I just want to get away from the slaughtered lamb.
Oh, where to now, Kessler? Duck's breath?
Okay, look, I'm sorry. I'm sure we'll find something else.
Weird fucking place.
I was, man. But boy, they could play darts.
You can't let them go.
Should the world know our business?
It's murder, then.
Then murder it is. It's in God's hands now.
What do you think was wrong?
I have no idea.
Maybe that pentangle was for something supernatural.
Oh, I see. And they were too embarrassed to talk about it because they just felt so silly.
They were ashamed.
Yeah. Oh, please, don't rain. Oh, of course.
Oh, David.
Yes, I'm well aware of how pleasant the weather is in Rome at the present time. Thank you.
Santa Lucia! Santa Lucia! Santa Lucia! Santa Lucia!
It's a cold and a wet out of here.
Trust we'll be safe in the rain.
No one brought them here. No one wanted them here.
You could have told them.
You daft. And what do you think they'd say?
They'd think us mad.
Listen. Do you hear it?
We must go to them.
I heard nothing.
Not I. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
What was it?
Could be a lot of things.
Yeah?
A coyote.
There aren't any coyotes in England.
The Hound of the Baskervilles?
Pecos Bill?
Heathcliff.
Heathcliff didn't howl.
No, but he was on the moors. It's a full moon. Beware the moon. And stick to the road. Oops.
I vote we go back to the slaughtered lamb.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. We're lost.
Oh, shit, David. What is that?
I don't know. Come on.
Come on, where?
Anywhere. I think we should just keep moving. It's moving. It's circling us.
Oh, fuck.
What's the plan?
Plan?
Let's just keep walking. That's right, a lovely stroll on the moors. Tra-la-la-la-la. Isn't this fun? It's in front of us.
You think it's a dog? Oh, shit, what is it?
Yeah, it's a sheepdog or something. Come on, turn slowly, let's walk away.
Nice doggy.
Good boy. Come on, Jack. Walk away.
Walking away, yes. Here we are, walking away.
Can you see anything?
No.
Sounds far away.
Not far enough. Come on.
Jack!
What?
Where are we going?
I don't know. I'll tell you when we get there.
Okay, because... Oh!
You really scared me, you shithead.
Are you going to help me up or what?
Oh, my God.
Jack. Jack. Jack.
Mr. Kessler? Mr. Kessler? I'm going to look into your eyes. Is he all right? Yes, I should think. He called out just now. He's American, you know. Dr. Hirsch is going to fetch one of them embassy fellows to see him. Chart says he's from New York.
No, I think he's a Jew.
What makes you say that?
I've had a look.
Really, Susan, that wasn't very proper. Besides, it's common practice now.
Nurse Gallagher, Nurse Price is quite right.
Dr. Hirsch, Mr. Kessler called out just now.
Nurse Gallagher, surely you perform some function here at the hospital?
Yes, Doctor.
Then get on with it.
Yes, Doctor.
Can I be of service, Nurse Price?
Dr. Hirsch?
Go about your duties.
Yes, Doctor.
So, Nurse Price?
Yes, Doctor.
What exactly did he call out?
He said, Jack.
Well, that would be Jack Goodman, the boy who was killed.
What happened to them?
Well, the police report said they were attacked by an escaped lunatic. Must have been a very powerful man. Although I don't see that it's any concern of yours, Nurse Price.
No, sir. Of course, sir. Good day, Doctor.
Dr. Hirsch. This is a countryman of yours, Mr. Collins.
Where am I?
You're in hospital in London.
London? Where's Jack?
David, I'd like you to prepare yourself. Your friend is dead.
What? Oh, shit. Jack's dead?
Hi. I'm Mr. Collins of the American Embassy here in Grosvenor Square. Both Mr. Goodman's parents and your parents have been notified of your injuries and everything's in order.
Who are you people? What's going on here? Where's Jack? Get your hand off me. Let go of me. I want to see Jack. I want to see
Mr.
Jack.
Kessler! I appreciate how upsetting this must be for you. Please, Mr. Kessler.
20 milligrams, Sagittal, IV, please.
I appreciate how upset you are, but this is no reason for hysterics. Mr. Kessler, try not to excite yourself. I shall come back and check on your progress and send a report to your parents. The police have requested to interview you, and I have given them permission to do so.
Thank you very much, Mr. Collins. He'll rest now. I'm sure everything will be fine once he's adjusted. He's had quite a shock.
These dumbass kids, they never appreciate anything you do for them.
How long have I been here?
You've been unconscious since you were brought in 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks?
Now, you've suffered some cuts and bruises, lost a little blood, nothing serious. Black and blue for a while. You'll have some dueling scars to boast of. That lunatic must have been a very fierce fellow. They say a madman has the strength of 10.
Lunatic?
We've given you a pretty strong sedative. Rest now. Nurse Price will see to all your needs. You rest.
Wasn't a lunatic.
Beg your pardon?
It's an animal.
What?
A wolf.
Did he say a wolf?
Yes, I believe he did.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I shall. If I've survived Rommel, I'm sure I can survive another excruciating evening with Roger Matheson. Yeah. Right. Be a good girl. Bye now. Yes?
Inspector Villiers and Sergeant McManus are here to see you, Doctor.
Send them in.
Doctor Harris?
Come in, come in. Please sit down. Some tea.
Oh, thank you. I'd like some tea, please. Maybe not, no thanks. Maybe later.
No problem.
No, thank you, Doctor.
Well, then, what can I do for Scotland Yard?
We understand the Kessler boy has regained consciousness. Sorry.
Has Mr. Kessler said anything regarding the attack on the moors?
Excuse me. Yes?
Roger Matheson, Doctor.
Oh, not here.
He's on the telephone.
Well, tell him I'm out. Tell him I've passed away. An old war wound. Just tell him I'm dead. No more calls.
I'm sorry if I conflict with your report, Inspector, but Jack and I were not attacked by a man.
So you've said.
You may have a point, sir.
Two strong boys would be able to defend themselves against one man.
Sergeant McManus, are you suggesting that David and Jack were in fact attacked by some animal and that the officialdom of East Proctor has conspired to keep it a secret? We have an autopsy report on the murderer who was shot in the act by the local police. We have two witnesses to the crime. Now, you'll forgive me, Mr. Kessler, if I consider your testimony as coming from someone who's gone through a terrible shock.
Inspector, the boy seems all right to me and...
Can what, Sergeant?
And I don't rightly know, sir.
That is precisely my point. David, as far as we're concerned, the matter is now closed. We will trouble you no further. Good day. Doctor?
There were witnesses?
So they said.
How could there have been witnesses? It was so dark. We were running and I fell and Jack went to help me up and this thing came from nowhere. I don't know what they're talking about.
In time, I'm sure it'll all come back to you.
Doctor, my memory is fine. It's my sanity I'm beginning to worry about.
Benjamin?
No.
No what?
No.
Well, all right, then, be like that. Here, swallow this. Some water? Feeling better?
No.
What a lot of lovely comics you've got. Do you like them?
No.
Right.
Patient in 21.
Number 10, yes.
How did he look?
What do you mean, how did he look?
You know, does he seem depressed? Do you think he'll eat his food?
I am an orderly, not a bleeding psychiatrist. I push things around. What happens to him, I don't know.
Thank you.
Here.
Mr. Kessler?
Yes?
You haven't eaten your lunch.
Well, I'm not very hungry. Thank you.
I'm afraid you have to eat something.
What?
You have to eat something.
No, really, thanks. I'm not hungry.
You put me in an awkward position, Mr. Kessler.
How do I do that?
Well, you're to take these after you've eaten. Now, what sort of nurse would I be if I failed in so simple a task as handing out some pills?
You can leave the pills. I'll take them later.
Sorry.
Oh, come on, Nurse Price.
You can call me Alex.
Come on, Alex.
Shall I be forced to feed you, Mr. Kessler?
You can call me David.
Shall I be forced to feed you, David?
You know, this is absurd. I'm not hungry. I don't want any food.
Right. Let's try a little harder, shall we?
Would you give me a break? Ah, oh.
Will I have to take such drastic action again, David?
Bad dreams before?
Well, sure, as a kid, but never so real. Never so weird.
Did you get a good look at the man who attacked you?
Doctor, I told you, it wasn't a man. It was an animal. A big wolf or something. A rabid dog.
Let's have a look, shall we?
Look, Dr. Hirsch, I know I was traumatized, but Jack was torn apart. I saw him. A man can't do that to someone with his bare hands.
You'd be surprised what horrors a man is capable of.
But did you see Jack?
No. And in fact, your wounds had been cleaned and dressed before you arrived here.
Well, did you talk to the police in East Proctor? Did the cops go to the slaughtered lamb?
I really don't know.
Then why the hell are you so quick to disbelieve me? You think I'm crazy?
David, please. The police are satisfied. I'm certain if there were a monster roaming around northern England, we'd have seen it on the telly. Now, you'll be leaving this hospital in 3 or 4 days. Please, remain sane. At least until you're no longer our responsibility.
Dr. Hirsch, I'd rather not be by myself.
I'll send someone in to keep you company.
Very beautiful girl.
I thought you were asleep.
I was.
Shall I read to you?
Yeah, okay.
A Connecticut Yankee at King Arthur's Court by Samuel L. Clemens. This is after the preface, but before chapter one. A word of explanation. It was in Warwick Castle that I came across the curious stranger who I'm going to talk about. He attracted me by three things: his candid simplicity, his marvellous familiarity with ancient armour, and the restfulness of his company, for he did all the talking. We fell together as modest people will in the tale of the herd that was being shown through, and he at once began to say things which interested me.
Oh, tonight?
Puppetry is an art form, Pete.
You call that violence art?
Belongs with puppets. That's Punch and Judy. They've always been violent.
Punch and Judy.
It's good. It's good. It's a good aggressive behavior.
Better than my ass.
I just want you to puppet you in here.
I was going to bite you very badly.
At the door.
I'll get it.
I made a song for tonight. She said,
all right, hold your horses. All right, already.
You've been up long.
I've just had a nightmare.
Not to worry, I've just the thing.
Holy shit.
Ah, you're up? Good morning, and a good day to you. We have quite a meal here for you. Bacon and eggs, porridge, orange juice, and toast with jam. Good stuff there. Now you eat it up, and I'll be back for the dishes when you finish.
Good morning.
Can I have a piece of toast?
Get the fuck out of here, Jack.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, I can't take this. Am I asleep now, awake, or what?
I realize I don't look so hot, David. But I thought you'd be glad to see me. David! You're hurting my feelings.
Hurting your feelings? Has it occurred to you that it might be unsettling to see you rise from the grave to visit me?
I'm sorry to be upsetting you, David, but I had to come.
Aren't you supposed to be buried someplace in New York?
Yeah. Your parents came to my funeral. I was surprised at how many people came.
Why should you be surprised? You were a very well-liked person.
Yeah, I was, wasn't I?
Well, I liked you.
Debbie Klein cried a lot.
Oh, God. Am I asleep now or what?
So you know what she does? She's so grief-stricken. She runs to find solace in Mark Levine's bed.
Mark Levine?
An asshole. Life mocks me even in death.
I'm going completely crazy.
David!
What?
Now, I'm really sorry to be upsetting you, but I have to warn you.
Warn me?
We were attacked by a werewolf.
I'm not listening to this.
On the moors. We were attacked by a lycanthrope. A werewolf. I was murdered. An unnatural death. And now I walk the earth in limbo until the werewolf's curse is lifted.
Shut up.
The wolf's bloodline must be severed. The last remaining werewolf must be destroyed. It's you, David.
What?
Please, believe me. You'll kill people.
Nurse!
Listen to me!
Nurse!
The supernatural. The power of darkness. It's all true. The undead surround me. Have you ever talked to a corpse? It's boring. I'm lonely. Take your life, David. Kill yourself. Before you kill others. Please don't cry. Beware the moon, David.
David.
David? David, what's wrong?
I'm a werewolf.
A werewolf? Are you all right now?
I don't know. I'll let you know the next full moon.
David, you're going to be discharged tomorrow. Will you be all right?
My friend Jack was just here.
Your dead friend Jack?
Yes. He told me that I will become a monster in 2 days. What do you think?
What do I think? About the possibility of you becoming a monster in 2 days, or about visits from dead friends?
I was dreaming again.
Yes, I would think so.
I think so, too.
Do you have somewhere to stay in London? Remember, I'm just a working girl, so don't expect too much.
Do you live by yourself?
Yes.
Good.
There's a shop on the corner. We'll get some food.
Stuff's expensive.
It's outrageous. My pay can't possibly keep up with inflation.
How do you live?
Carefully. This is the living room.
Oh. Do you mind if I get rid of this?
Oh, please.
Thank you.
The kitchen.
Very nice.
Closet.
Charming.
The bathroom.
Lovely.
The bedroom.
There's only one bed.
I'll be perfectly honest with you, David. I'm not in the habit of bringing home stray young American men.
Well, I should hope not.
I find you very attractive. And a little bit sad.
Go on.
I've had 7 lovers in my life, 3 of which were one-night stands. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but... Perhaps you'd like to watch telly whilst I take a shower.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, beneath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine.
are not real.
Oh, don't be a putz, David. Come here. A nurse, huh?
Come on. Doing here?
I wanted to see you.
Hi, David.
Put that down. Okay, you've seen me now. Go away.
I'm sorry I'm upsetting you, David, but you don't understand what's going on.
I understand, all right. You're one of the undead, and I'm a werewolf.
Yes, that's right.
Get out of here, Jack.
Tomorrow night's the full moon. You're gonna change. You'll become...
I know. A monster.
You've gotta kill yourself, David. Before it's too late.
Are you really dead, Jack?
What do you think?
I think I've lost my mind. I think you're not real. I think you're just another part of a bad dream.
You've got to believe me, David.
Believe what? That tomorrow night, beneath the full moon, I'll sprout hair and fangs and eat people? Bullshit.
Oh, God damn it, David. Please believe me. You'll kill and make others like me. I'm not having a nice time here. You've got to take your own life.
I will not accept this. Go away.
David?
This is not pretend, David.
I will not be threatened by a walking meatloaf.
David? What's wrong? I heard voices.
It was just me, Alice. Just me being crazy.
Are you all right?
No, I don't think so.
Come back to bed now.
Do I seem crazy to you?
David, what is the matter?
I just saw Jack again.
Where? Here?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said that tomorrow I'll turn into a monster.
Do you believe him?
Do you believe me?
I believe that you're very upset. I believe that you loved him very much and that somehow you blame yourself for his death.
Did you ever see The Wolf Man?
Is that the one with Oliver Reed?
No, the old one.
I don't think so.
Bela Lugosi bites Lon Chaney Jr. and he turns into a werewolf.
Why are you telling me this?
No, listen. Claude Rains is Lon Chaney's father, and he ends up killing him. Well, I think that a werewolf can only be killed by someone who loves him.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm torn between feeling very sorry for you and finding you terribly attractive.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. What can I get you?
Campari soda would do very nice, I think.
Sorry, love.
Oh, then, small Guinness will suffice. Nasty business with those two young American boys, wasn't it?
I don't know what you mean, sir.
Yes, I'm sure I'm right. A few weeks back, last full moon, wasn't it? I mean, the escaped lunatic, the one who killed the boy. Oh, a thousand thanks, madam. There we are. Well, that was round here, wasn't it?
Where are you from, sir?
London. Excuse me. Night takes form.
What? Oh, yeah.
Cheers. Oh, what's that?
Oh, that's been there for 200 years, sir. We were going to paint it out, but it's traditional, so we left it.
I see. So, you've heard nothing of this incident?
Incident?
The murder.
You a police officer?
Oh, good Lord. No, I'm a doctor. I work in the hospital where they brought the Kessler boy. He was talking about werewolves and monsters. I happened to be in the area, so I thought...
You thought what?
I thought I'd look into the boy's story.
Story about werewolves?
Hmm.
Oh, really, sir?
Like again? Well?
I think not.
Surely I'm not that impressive.
No. No, sir, you're not. I don't feel like a game.
You off now?
Aye. I'll not be long. I just want to check on the dogs. Dogs are fine. I'll just check.
Drive to London. Do you have anything to eat?
No, there's no food here.
There's nothing for you here, sir.
Well, I'll be on my way then.
That boy's in danger.
I mean,
it was a mistake. Don't let him leave here.
There's something wrong with this place.
That much I understand.
It's the one who lived. He's the one who's in danger, and not just him. Others will be too. It's almost full moon. He'll change. He'll...
That's enough!
That's enough!
If you get too anxious, call me at the hospital, okay?
Okay.
I've left those pills for you.
A dope or a werewolf?
I'm off.
See you later.
Hey,
Thanks a lot, dog. Hello?
Me to meet her guy before she married him.
In the news of the world tomorrow.
And he totally blew my mind.
Nina Carter reveals her amazing life as pop star, beauty queen, and top model. Read about her nude pictures.
The only ones I regret were among the first.
The men in her life.
There may have been a lot, but I don't regret one of them.
Nina tells the news of the world how she had fun and how she found trouble. Earning too much money, getting in too much mischief.
In the end, it nearly destroyed me.
Don't miss the naked truth about naughty Nina, starting in the news of the world tomorrow.
Feeling tonight?
No!
No what?
No!
Benjamin, have you ever been severely beaten about the face and neck?
No!
I thought not. Now go to sleep. Sweet dreams.
No!
No! No!
Standing alone.
Jesus Christ!
150, please.
Which one, Harry?
Number 39.
Hey, let's turn around the back.
Why?
Well, come on, we give Sean a scare.
It's freezing cold.
Oh, come on.
You're crazy, Harry. What are we doing?
We're going to creep up around the stairs and give him a rifle scare.
Hey, did you hear something?
Just now?
Yes.
No.
Sean, those hooligans are in the park again.
Aren't you ready yet? I'll be here any minute.
There's something going on out there.
Is Nurse Price on duty this evening?
Yes, Doctor.
Nurse Gallagher, do you know if Nurse Price has seen the Kessler boys since this release?
I don't know. Yes, Doctor, I have.
Come to my office, Miss Price.
Is anyone there?
Sit down, Alex. I was in East Proctor today. I'm concerned about David.
Yes, sir.
There's a full moon. Where is he?
He's at my flat.
What's the number?
I'm off at midnight and...
Your number?
Is that you, Harry?
No, he's not down.
He's not.
Alex. Has David persisted in his werewolf fantasies?
Dr. Hirsch, what's wrong? Is this more serious than I know?
I tried to investigate the attack. There are no records. case was closed. Now they've misplaced the file. David's lacerations were cleaned and dressed before he arrived here. Yet supposedly, no other doctor examined him before I did. The Goodman boy's in the ground already. He's no use to us. So, I went to the pub in East Proctor today, where I was convinced of two things. They were lying. There were no witnesses, no escaped lunatic. The whole community is hiding the truth of what actually happened up there.
Surely you don't mean...
David has suffered a severe trauma. I myself witnessed some form of mass neurosis in East Proctor. If all the villagers believe that Jack Goodman was killed by a werewolf, why shouldn't David? And then it follows that if he survived an attack by a werewolf, wouldn't he himself become a werewolf at the next full moon? Oh, I don't mean running about on all fours and howling at the moon. But in such a deranged state, he might harm himself, or perhaps other people.
What shall we do?
I think we should call the police.
Oh, we should share something. Let him go. Brave dog, that. Here. Who's there? That's not Winston. Look. There. What? Mary, Mother of God.
There. I can assure you that this is not in the least bit amusing. I shall report this.
Ah!
Nice.
Wolves. I'm gonna, I'll be right back, okay? Just,
take any calls?
Oh boy.
No, Dr. Hirsch, he hasn't come back yet. Yes, I will. But I feel so helpless just sitting around here doing nothing. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Excuse me. Hey, kid. Little boy with the balloons. Come over here. If you come over here, I'll give you a pound. 2 pounds.
I don't know who you are.
I'm the famous balloon thief.
Why would a thief want to give me 2 pounds?
Here, I'll explain it to you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir?
A naked American man stole my balloon.
What?
£0.20, please, sir.
Good morning.
I'm freezing.
Dave. Where on earth have you been?
Alex, you won't believe this.
I've lost my mind. I woke up in the zoo.
The zoo?
What did I do last night?
You don't remember?
Well, I remember seeing you to the door and then saying goodbye. Getting locked out of the flat, then I came in through the front window. I started to read, and then I woke up naked at the zoo.
I was worried about you. We didn't know where you were.
Oh.
Where did you get that coat? I'll get it. Hello?
Alex, have you heard anything?
He's here.
Is he all right? Why didn't you call me? Where was he?
He doesn't remember. He woke up at the zoo.
The zoo? Is he rational?
Yes, he is. He's very excited and confused, but he's not crazy, if that's what you mean.
Have you read the papers today? Have you listened to the radio or the television?
No, why?
Is David behaving strangely?
No, he's not really. He's rather enthusiastic.
Now, could you get here without any trouble?
Yes, I should think so.
I want you to bring David here straight away. I want him in my care. I notify the police that we found him, but it's imperative. You bring him straight to the hospital, you understand?
Yes, Doctor.
Now, you're certain he's lucid. You won't need any help.
No, he's fine. We'll come right over.
Well, shall I send a car?
A taxi will be faster.
I'll expect you shortly.
We should be able to get a taxi here.
You know, I should be committed.
Here we are. Yeah. Dr. Hirsch will know what to do.
I don't know why I feel so good. I haven't felt this good in a long time. You know, my body feels great. I feel like an athlete. Let's go back to your place for a quickie.
Later.
Oh, come on. Later. Oh, good. Good morning.
Get him.
No, I just...
St. Martin's Hospital.
Right.
It puts you in mind of the days of the old demon Barbara Fleet Street, doesn't it?
Sorry?
The murders.
What murders?
Haven't you heard? Last night, six of them, all in different parts of the city, all mutilated. He must be a real right maniac, this fella.
Pull over. Pull over. Wait a minute.
Wait! David! David, stop!
I'm going to the police. Jack was right.
Jack is dead!
Jack is dead and six people are dead. There's going to be a full moon tonight. I'm going to the cops.
David, please be rational. Let's go to Dr. Hirsch.
Yeah, be rational, sure. I'm a fucking werewolf, for Christ's sake.
David!
Officer! Officer, I killed those people last night.
You did you?
It's playing with me, John.
You be quiet.
We had an argument with being silly.
I don't know this girl.
All right, you two, move along, right?
Come on, David.
No, come on, I want you to arrest me, you asshole.
It's not cool for that kind of language.
Queen Elizabeth is a man! Prince Charles is a faggot! Winston Churchill was bullshit!
That's enough!
No!
David, please!
Shakespeare's French! Fuck! Shit! God, shit!
Come on, that's enough.
David, please!
Who is this person?
If you don't stop this disturbance, I shall arrest you.
That's what I want you to do, you moron!
He's very upset. His friend was killed.
Will you shut up?
All right, quite enough. Come on, about your business, buddy. Come on.
You're not going to arrest me? Don't you think he should arrest me?
I don't know. Perhaps he thinks it's a prank.
Prank?
David.
Look, I've had enough of this foolishness. All right, come on. There's nothing to see. Come on, move along.
It's hopeless.
Come on.
Let's go.
Leave me alone. You people are crazy. I gotta do so. I gotta get out of here.
David, don't lose control.
Your control? What control? Jack was real. He tried to warn me and I thought I was crazy.
David.
I love you.
What?
I love you, but I think I did some terrible things last night, things I can't remember.
David, let's go and see Dr. Hirsch.
No, you got to stay away from me, officer.
David, I can help you.
No, I'm not safe to be with. You got to stay away from me. I love you, Alex.
David!
The forensic lab seemed to feel that some sort of animal was involved. That's true. I hardly think that it could...
Regardless of what you think, Inspector, the fact remains that David is missing and that we must find him.
Before nightfall.
Precisely.
Gentlemen, please. We shall find Mr. Kessler as quickly as we're able.
He tried to get himself arrested.
Getting arrested isn't all that difficult, Miss Price.
He wants help. He really...
How can we assist you?
Stay here. If we need you, we'll know where to reach you. I cannot accept a connection between David Kessler and last night's murders. We will find him, however. I can assure you of that.
We'll find him, not to worry. I promise.
Yes, operator, I'd like to call the United States and reverse the charges of David Kessler for anyone. Thank you, I'll wait. Hello. It's area code 516-472-3402. 402. Thank you. Hello, Rachel. Just say yes, you'll accept the charges. Say yes, Rachel. Hi. Is Mom or Dad at home? Well, where are they? Well, where's Max? You're all alone? Mom and Dad would never leave me alone when I was 10.
No, not 10 and a half either. I'm still in London. Yes, I'm all better now. Yeah, listen, Rachel. Tell Mom and Dad that I love them, okay? Just do it for me, will you please? And, don't fight with Max. Yeah, we'll try. And please don't forget what I told you about Mom and Dad. That I love them. And I love Max and I love you too. No, I do. No, I'm not being silly, you little creep. You promise? Okay. Will you be a good girl then? Yeah, I love you. Goodbye.
Jack.
Hi, David.
What are you doing here? You promised never to do this kind of thing again.
I never promised you any such thing.
Not you, you twitter.
I've never seen you before in my life.
Oh, sorry.
Movie. What can I say, Jack?
You don't have to say anything, David.
Aren't you gonna say I told you so?
If I was still alive, I probably would. But I did tell you so, you schmuck.
You look awful.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't even know if it was me that killed those people last night. I don't remember doing it.
What about the zoo?
Well, even if I'm not the wolf man, I'm crazy enough to do something like that. And look at me. Here I sit in a porno theater in Piccadilly Circus talking to a corpse. I'm actually glad to see you, Jack.
I want you to meet some people. David Kessler, this is Gerald Brinsley. Gerald's the man you murdered on the subway. We thought it best for you not to see him, as he's a fresh kill and still pretty messy.
Yes, I do look most unpleasant.
Why are you doing this to me?
This isn't Mr. Goodman's idea. He's your good friend, whereas I am a victim of your carnivorous lunar activities.
Mr. Brinsley, I'm sorry. I have absolutely no idea what to say to you.
You've left my wife a widow, and my children fatherless. And I understand I am to walk the earth in limbo, one of the living dead, until the wolf's bloodline is severed and the curse lifted. You must die, David Kessler.
David. This is Harry Berman and his fiancée, Judith Browns.
Hello.
Hello.
And these gentlemen are Alf, Ted, and Joseph.
Can't say we're pleased to meet you, Mr. Kessler.
What shall I do? Suicide.
You must take your own life.
That's easy for you to say. You're already dead.
No, David. Harry and I and everyone you murder are not dead. The undead.
Why are you doing this to me? Because this must be stopped. How shall I do it?
Sleeping pills?
Not sure enough.
I could hang myself. No. No, if you did it wrong, it could be painful. You'd choke to death.
So what? Let him choke.
Do you mind? The man's a friend of mine.
Well, he ain't no friend to me.
Gentlemen. The gun!
I know where you can get a gun.
Don't I need a silver bullet or something? Oh, be serious, would you?
Madness. No, a gun would be good.
Yes, you just put the gun to your forehead and pull the trigger.
But if you put it in your mouth, you'd be sure not to miss.
Thank you. You're all so thoughtful.
A knife.
An electric shock.
A car crash.
You could throw yourself in front of a tube.
Drowning.
Sister Hobbs said there's a disturbance in Piccadilly Circus involving some sort of mad dog.
David. David.
You saw me standing alone. dig it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying the prayer for the one I really do care for. And then they suddenly
dang 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 d